Well, the thousands of Defence Force reservists will soon be arriving in more of the bushfire-ravaged towns to help recovery efforts. It's the first time such a call-out has been issued, and our political reporter Stephanie Boris joins me now. Steph, what are these ADF reservists going to be doing, and where will they be based?
Kim, there will be a total of 3,000 reservists, and they'll be assisting with the bushfire relief and recovery. So in terms of the skills that they have, everything from engineers to medics to vets, of course, we've seen lots of livestock and wildlife being affected by these fires too. Now, some of the reservists have already been sent out, the ADF describing it as a trickle feed method. Essentially, they're working through what skills are needed and where. So we'll see reservists placed across parts of New South Wales and Victoria. Some are also expected to be sent to Kangaroo Island in South Australia. Now, this was announced by the Prime Minister Scott Morrison over the weekend. It's a compulsory call out, meaning employers must let their reservists go.
Now, firefighters from the US and Canada have already been helping the Australian firefighters. Are more countries now sending assistance?
There are. New Zealand is providing 3 aircraft plus Defence Force personnel, specifically engineers and also firefighters. Singapore has offered 2 aircraft and the ADF is working through the logistics of that. So too is the ADF working with PNG because it's offered the help of soldiers and firefighters.
Steph, senior ministers are meeting once more in Canberra today. Are we expecting more announcements from the government about its long-term response to this crisis?
Yes, we are, because the National Security Committee of Cabinet is holding its second meeting in as many days to discuss its response to the fires. And after that, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to unveil more details about the National Bushfire Recovery Agency, including the amount of funding that will be set aside for this agency. So the agency will coordinate the recovery effort from a federal level for the next 2 years. It will be led by former Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin. We also have insurance company heads being called to Canberra to talk through the logistics for the months, if not years ahead on that part when it comes to destroyed and damaged properties. And the recovery effort, of course, Kim, also includes what to do about dead livestock. We've seen graphic footage coming out of Victoria and also Batlow in southern New South Wales of sheep literally littering the sides of roads and paddocks. The Natural Disaster and Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says discussions are underway about how to handle that situation.
We're watching the unfolding story about the livestock, and in fact we'll be trying to take some preemptive steps today with state agencies around making sure the disposal of those livestock's done quickly. There's a biosecurity risk there. And we've also got to think about our native species that have been decimated by these fires too in terms of our recovery.
Now, Stephanie, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticised for his handling of the bushfire crisis. Is there any indication that all of this additional assistance, the frequent meetings that he's holding, is helping to turn that perception around?
Well, I think the government's very much aware of those complaints that they've been sluggish, and federal responses are now almost coming daily. The latest, as we've mentioned, that National Bushfire Recovery Agency, another press conference will be held later today, and Scott Morrison is still keeping the door open for a potential Royal Commission.
And that's our political reporter, Stephanie Boris, in Canberra.